My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day and tuning in on this Monday morning, and hopefully we'll be able to get some good information coming in your direction. Learning everything we can today about being as healthy as we possibly can is really important. And being able to get information that we can use that is applicable to our lifestyle, wow, even better. You know, we have to remember that as things start to change, as we get older, as our life is a little bit better, we have to remember that we have to start looking at things on a proactive kind of basis, if you will. You know, we maybe think to ourselves that everything's going really good right now, and that's fantastic. But, you know, look around and check out your lineage and your genetics, and look around your family and see what's going on, because what that will do is that will allow you and afford you a better way of creating your roadmap, you know, and seeing what's going on. I used to always say, you know, go to a family reunion. A family reunion will give you a awesome way of looking at what may be coming down the train tracks in your direction, giving you the information to say, okay, you know, I do need to make some changes because everybody around me has got on this unhealthy train and I don't want to be. Obviously, there are some things in our genetic lines that we cannot control, but there's a lot of lifestyle changes we can make that can make things a lot better and a lot healthier. Those are the things we talk about every single day with the best guest in the industry and always the relevant topics for today's world here on the Staying Healthy radio show. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you cannot turn in live and you cannot be part of the show as it's airing, no big deal, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I need to be able to have a destination for you to go to where you can not only work with the most knowledgeable staff, get the best customer service, choose from the highest quality products in a full service environment, get your questions answered, and leave feeling good that you have maybe got yourself steered in the right direction this time around, and that you have a backup plan of the most knowledgeable people in your court. And that is truly, truly priceless today, to be able to have people that love what they do so much, are so passionate about it, and also are there for you to see every time you go into the store. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive, in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You know, hook up with their webpage. You're going to love it. They've got so many new additions on there. You can print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. You can listen to podcasts on there of the shows. You can also get questions and answers, see the specials, what's going on in the store. Also enter your email address and start getting newsletters. And of course, to stay connected with them every single day, give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Well, today we're going to be talking about the product line from Garden of Life. Travis Lesperance is back with us today, which is going to be great for you because you're going to get awesome information, and also great for the people that have been wondering about some of the products, you know, that we've either talked about or they've heard about or they've read about or they visited the Garden of Life webpage and they're like, wow, that looks really interesting. I wonder if it's something I should use. So I got a bunch of those questions compiled for today. And remember, Garden of Life at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, about average of 25 to 35% off the line every single day. And always ask for coupons if they're available, because you can use those coupons on the sale prices. A little background on my guest. Travis holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University, and he's a seasoned veteran in the natural foods industry. He has extensive knowledge on the science and application of nutrition and supplementation, focusing on the philosophy of nutrition. Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve great health. Travis is also overseeing the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. Travis genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so that they may live a fuller, more active, and of course, a healthier life. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How was your weekend, sir?
Fantastic. Restful.
That's a good thing. Charge the battery time.
Exactly.
You know, today I thought what we would do is answer some of these fun questions that have come in. And I think a lot of people, when they're asking questions, you know, they have an idea of, you know, things that they want to do and things that they want to try. But I think what we have to remember is sometimes it's always good to ask questions to find out if, number one, it's something that would work for you or possibly could be beneficial. And number two, when to use it. And what time of the day to use it, and maybe even a little bit of some insight into, do I follow the directions on the label? Do I use more because I'm a larger person? Do I start out slow? But these are all great questions, and I think most of them today kind of work in that area. How do you feel about answering some questions?
That sounds great.
All righty, let's just get right into it. Dear Jeff, I heard your show in the past on brain health. I decided to start using the memory and focus for adults, and I've been using that for a while now. My grandchildren are now living with me, and they are 5 and 7. As I was picking up my product the other day with Marge, I saw the attention and focus for kids. What is the age level on that? And they're really bright kids, but I figure, you know what, if we can add to their concentration, that'd be a good idea. How old do they have to be or can they be to use the product?
Yeah, so with all of our chewable formats, that's what the attention and focus for kids product is designed to be. It's more of a chewable. You don't have to worry about swallowing or mixing a powder in. But with that product, we put all the clinically studied ingredients into a chewable format. And so because of that, it's really just a question of whether or not the kids are going to be able to comfortably chew it to completion. So we typically start with 4 years old and up on that kind of basis. But really what it comes down to is their capacity to chew. When you look at the individual ingredients that are in those products, and really all of our brain products across the board, we focus on those wonderful antioxidant polyphenols to help buffer the nervous system. And that's true for adults, as well as it's true for children. But with the children's formula, we also added in clinically studied probiotics that have been shown to be helpful with proper neurological development, believe it or not. But we put it all into that wonderful chewable, and it's got a nice berry flavor to it. So if they're comfortable with chewing, it doesn't really matter what age, but generally 4 years old and up, they're going to be just fine.
She had a second part on her question here, and she said, I've been using 2 a day on the memory and focus. My husband does a lot of work at the computer all day long, into the evening, travels, always working on the computer. He's using 3 a day. Is that a problem for him? He weighs 230 pounds, and he feels that 3 has worked better for him. I didn't know about the flexibility of dosing.
You know, it's interesting. When you're working with these types of ingredients, like I mentioned, these wonderful antioxidant polyphenols that are coming from sources like blueberry and decaffeinated coffee berry, those wonderful pigments that go into the skins of those fruits. When we look at the research on these types of ingredients, we find that there is a general kind of wide tolerance in terms of dosage. So from a safety perspective, I think you're going to be just fine if you wanted to take 1 or 2 more during your day. You know, we're not talking about just loading up with a stimulant or some sort of synthetic ingredient. These are all natural extracts. But at the same time, the way that we formulated the products was based off of the research itself. So when we put in the dose of, let's say, 300 or 400 milligrams, which is kind of typically what we're working with in these types of formulas, These are the exact dosages that were required in the research. And in some cases, these were the doses that showed a better benefit than, let's say, half the dose, because oftentimes in the research, they look at a bunch of different dosages to find out which one performs best. And one of the most unique things, and this is in our young adult formula, is that we include a Cognivia sage extract. And that's a combination of the water extract as well as the essential oil of the sage itself. And what was interesting in the research was they found that, you know, if you were to take, let's say, the two tablets, you're getting the full benefit of the neuroprotective aspects of those compounds playing a role in buffering the nervous system. But if you were to take, let's say, double that dose, they actually found that it was kind of a curve to where you actually didn't perform as well by taking double the dose. So I would say for the vast majority of people, they're going to do just fine taking the suggested dose because that was the dose that showed the best results in the research. But from a safety perspective, there's a wide tolerance. And if they feel like they get a little bit of extra performance by maybe splitting up, taking two in the morning, one in the afternoon, or you know, maybe even just three at once if they're involved in some really intensive work that they're applying that product towards, then it would be just fine to take maybe an extra tablet. But I would say in most cases, just stick to the two a day because the research really shows that's what's most beneficial.
Okay. Next question comes in. It says, my sons exercise a lot. They use MCT oil. I was at my cardiologist last week doing a full checkup and blood work, and I brought up the idea of MCT oil to my cardiologist, who recommended that myself and my husband both use it. And I told him we only do a little bit of exercise, and he said there's a lot of studies today on many new things for using MCT oil. I was quite surprised. Next time you do a show, could you talk about MCT oil for older people over 50 that are not athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm amazed, too, because, you know, whenever I hear cardiologists or just kind of the kind of standard medical practice around heart health, you know, the traditional line of thought, it's a crumbling, you know, kind of house of cards at this point. But the traditional line is that, you know, saturated fat is bad for you.
I know.
And MCT and coconut oil, those are perfect examples of just where we need to make shifts in our understanding of nutritional science, because typically those are a source of those saturated fats. But the beautiful thing about MCTs as compared to any other fats that we consume in our diet is that MCTs are processed in a completely different pathway in terms of what we're willing to do with them when they get into our bodies. So MCTs are great for all ages as tolerated, mainly because they immediately shift the metabolism over to burning fats as our primary source of energy. They do that for a couple reasons. Number one, they absorb extremely quickly. They don't require some of the more complicated processes that are involved with absorbing most of the fat in our diet. And so because they get into our body so quickly, they go right into the liver, where the liver processes everything in the diet. And the liver says, you know what, I need to burn this right now. This is a very suitable source of energy. I'm going to burn it. I'm not going to store it as fat. And so right there, you start to see the beginnings of why it can be helpful for exercise. It can be helpful just for energy production. And it's because the body prefers this form of energy over anything else when it's in the body, when we consume these MCTs. So one of the best things about the fact that we're using this source of energy for you know, for our primary fuel at the time that it's in our body is mainly because when we break down MCTs to get that energy out, we just, you know, through the process of metabolizing it, we end up producing a lot of those wonderful ketones that end up fueling our brain. So whether we're on one of those low-carb diets or not, when we consume MCTs, we produce more ketones to feed our nervous system. So that's what makes it fantastic for all ages, especially as we age, that we give our nervous system an alternative source of fuel that goes beyond just the blood sugar that is typically feeding our brain every day. But at the same time, if we're exercising a lot, then having that quick source of ketone energy can also be beneficial for our muscles, especially if we're doing some more long-distance exercise. So it's just a fantastic source of energy. It's an energy source that is treated a little differently by the rest of the body. So it can help shore up and build up our metabolisms if we want to have a little bit kind of broader of a range of fitness in terms of what types of nutrients our bodies are willing to to break down for energy. And it's just it's a wonderful addition to really any sort of diet, because no matter what you do, MCTs are necessarily going to be a little more ketogenic so that you can feed your brain with that alternative source of energy, even if you're not on a low-carb diet. So great for all ages, great to play around with. It's one of those ingredients that you want to build up tolerance to. Sometimes people can get an upset stomach if they take too much at once. We know that the safety profile is fantastic across the board, especially if it's coming from an organic source.
All right. That's absolutely perfect. Thank you very much for that. Let me see. Where do we go now? There's so much good stuff going on here. It's Garden of Life. Hey, Jeff, I picked up some CBD from Garden of Life, and it was a sleep formula. And it worked really, really well. I just thought I would pass on a thumbs up. I've tried some other things over the years, and they've worked okay. But this one, for me, just seemed to click. So thumbs up. Please let them know. There you go.
Awesome. Yeah, we appreciate that. When it came to developing the CBD line, we have a lot of individual products that just focus on a different dose of the CBD itself. Which we know has a wide range of properties in the body, in sleep being one of those areas where people really enjoy using it for. But with the actual formulas that are targeted for specific uses, we also included clinically studied doses of other ingredients. So in many cases, customers are taking something like lemon balm, or they're taking chamomile, they're taking all these wonderful sleep herbs because they help them ease into better quality sleep. They work on the GABA system, help calm us down and kind of get us relaxed. But we also know that CBD plays a huge role, way upstream in helping direct how a lot of these processes of regulation in the body are going. So by having the combination of clinically studied herbs to go along with that adaptogenic compound CBD, which has just such a wide range of applications, we're really able to kind of get the best of both sides with approaching how someone kind of gets a better quality sleep. So the sleep formula is great. It's in a soft gel. It's also in a liquid dropper. You get 15 milligrams of CBD in the formula. And so for individuals who might be looking for a little bit more CBD, then we certainly have plenty of options for them. But if they're looking for something that's targeted for sleep, then the CBD sleep formula is fantastic for that purpose.
All righty. This one is for you. It says, I picked up the collagen peptides from Garden of Life, and I started adding them to my smoothie, and I've noticed a dramatic difference in my hair and my skin and my fingernails after just a couple months. The last time I went in and I saw the collagen turmeric and the collagen beauty, should I change? Should I stay where I am? Can I add another one? I really like what I'm doing. I don't want to overtake it if I don't need it, but I want as much benefit as I can get. If you do a Q&A sometime in the future, could you discuss collagen?
Absolutely. So collagen is without a doubt probably the most popular supplement in the industry right now, apart from CBD, and there's a good reason for it. It's for many years, for decades really, we've been focusing on proteins that achieve certain kind of just marks in terms of quality of the amount of amino acids that they have, or the completeness of the protein score that they have. But as we've seen, just kind of as time has gone on, a lot of times, the numbers on paper of what a protein is providing is not necessarily contributing to what a consumer is looking for when it all shakes out. And so protein is an interesting category just in general, mainly because different various forms of protein may or may not be more beneficial for a particular end user. But when we've seen the rise of collagen over the last couple of years, I think there is a specific reason why a lot of consumers are getting benefit over this type of protein versus like a whey or plant proteins that have been popular in the past. And that's mainly because collagen is really unique as a protein source. It's almost 50% of the actual amino acids that make up this collagen are in the form of glycine and proline. So the whole story in my mind around why are these connective tissue proteins like collagen and gelatin and bone broth, why are they making this huge resurgence? It all comes back to the fact that a lot of us are getting a huge noticeable benefit when we add more of that glycine and proline-rich protein source to help balance out all the other amino acids in our diet from all the other proteins we're getting in our diet. So when people are seeing really big benefits for hair, skin, and nails, a lot of that could be the fact that although they might have been taking a different type of protein in the past, let's say a whey protein, for a lot of individuals, whey is fantastic and it's perfect for them. But when you look at the overall diet, if you're not getting enough of that glycine and proline, then just adding more protein to your diet is not necessarily getting you to the right type of balance. So including some collagen into our diet can play a huge role of balancing out all the right amino acids that we need every single day. And then when you get into things like dosages, this is where collagen is really unique as a protein source, because it really doesn't take much to help you to achieve that balance. And so I've seen ratios out there from practitioners on the average of something like for every 10 grams of regular protein you need in your diet, 1 gram of collagen or, gelatin or bone broth, whatever type of connective tissue protein you want, 1 gram is going to be helpful to balance out the glycine and proline needs. And so I don't want to get too technical with this whole discussion, but really what it comes down to is that collagen is perhaps the best complementary source of protein that we know of, not only just as a supplement source of nutrition, but also just as a regular source of nutrition. And historically, we would have been consuming a lot of these connective tissue proteins because we would be consuming the majority of the animal if we're going to eat animals at all. So having that extra source of collagen in the body can play a huge role in the way that our hair, our skin, our nails appear. Also in once again, our sleep quality, because glycine plays a huge role in quality of sleep. But when it comes to dosage, we have our regular peptides that has about 20 grams of collagen per serving. Quite frankly, that would be you would never want to go above that or even that dose unless you absolutely knew that you needed it. So for the vast majority of individuals, a half a serving, 10 grams, is going to be more than enough of that actual collagen to help get the balance in their diet. And in our beauty formulas, we actually have that. We stick at around 12 grams of collagen in our beauty formulas, but we also add vitamin C, we add biotin, we add silica. So all the cofactors we need to help guarantee that we're building that hair, skin, and nails out as well as possible. So whether someone was wanting to just focus on the hair, skin, and nails components, that would be perfect for using the beauty formulas to help accomplish that goal. But if you just want to add more of those wonderful glycine and proline amino acids to the diet from regular collagen, then it's entirely possible that you would just want to start with a half scoop and then build your way up if you need it. But most likely you're going to be satisfied with that type of dose. So however you want to go at applying that towards your diet, the main takeaway is that you really don't need to take more than the recommended serving on the label, because it's all about achieving balance. When you can get that balance in the diet, then you're going to start to make progress in the goals you're looking for.
All righty. Next question. We have time for one more before the break. Let me see. Can you have your guest the next time you're on with Garden of Life talk about the difference between MyKind and Vitamin Code?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that this is one of those areas where we could talk for hours about the vitamin industry and how ingredients are produced. But pure and simple, there's really three types of vitamins that exist in the natural products industry. And just by flipping the label over, you can determine very quickly where does this particular vitamin come from. Really all you have to do is look in the parentheses next to the vitamin source itself. So if you see ascorbic acid on a vitamin, that tells you that that is purified ascorbic acid vitamin C. That's the source of vitamin C. It's the actual chemical. And that might be synthetic, that might be all natural. But either way, it's purified, it's isolated, and it's pretty much just that ingredient. Well, the industry over the years kind of wanted to see if we can get a little bit more density into our nutritional supplements, so a little more food into our multivitamin. So what a lot of us did was we started taking these vitamins, and we would culture them into a probiotic base. So basically what we're doing with our Vitamin Code line is we're creating a fermented or cultured vitamin. And that does two things for us. It takes that vitamin and it complexes it into the individual cells of the probiotic, which means it converts it into an active food state form. But then on top of that, we're also getting all these wonderful little metabolites that in and of themselves offer nutrition through the fermentation process. So it's really like taking kombucha, which starts as tea and sugar, but in the end, it's a completely different nutritional profile. That's exactly what we get from our Vitamin Code multivitamin. It is a fermented, cultured multivitamin. It's in a capsule. It's still raw with probiotics and enzymes, so it's perfect for digestive use. Whereas MyKind Organics is really representing a third category. Instead of taking isolates and then putting it into a tablet, or, you know, taking those isolates and then culturing and fermenting them into kind of that food base, we're actually literally just growing botanicals that are naturally high in vitamins and minerals, and we're extracting out the nutrition from amla berries and from guava, holy basil, sesbania, lemon, all these organic produce items. We're growing for the specific purpose of extracting out their vitamin and mineral content. So you end up getting full-spectrum extracts of these botanicals while also guaranteeing that you're getting 100% of your RDAs for the vitamins and minerals. So three different types of vitamins. The Vitamin Code is great for digestive use. It's in a capsule for those who don't like tablets, whereas MyKind Organics is an organic certified vitamin from actual botanicals that is coming in a tablet form. So two different uses. Depending on what a consumer is looking for, but they both deliver fantastic actual food-sourced vitamins that are in that active state ready to go in the body.
Perfect. We're talking with Travis Lesperance today. We're talking Garden of Life. Remember, 25 to 35% off the entire line at Stay Healthy Every Day. A quick break, and we'll be right back with Travis. More of your awesome questions still coming up. Stay tuned.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means vitamin code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, vitamin code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay Healthy. You become part of the healthy family over there when you're there. Bring your questions with you. Get to know the most knowledgeable staff in the business and check out their great longevity and their full-service environment. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade, so they have longevity on their side. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to come in. Bring your questions with you and create these great relationships, because there's nothing you do every day that is as important as getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy, which means being proactive, which means setting yourself as a priority and switching things around a little bit. But you deserve it, and you'll be glad that you did. We're talking with Travis Lesperance today. We're talking Garden of Life and your questions. Good question just came in, and I know this is a live question. The other ones were written in. Travis says, I've been using the whole food magnesium at night, and I sleep better, I rest better. I used to have a rapid heartbeat, and my cardiologist said use magnesium. I could actually hear my heart beating in my eardrums. I don't have high blood pressure, though, so that was a good thing. Since I've been using this magnesium, my bowels work better, I sleep better, I don't get leg cramps at night. My question, do I have to go off of this once in a while so that I don't build up a resistance to it? I'm not sure, because I don't want to.
Yeah, this is, magnesium is a great example of an ingredient that it doesn't really require cycling on and off of, and there's a very clear reason for that. Most likely what's happening for a lot of individuals who start taking a magnesium is they see this incredible benefit almost, the moment that it hits their mouth. And a big part of that is because the vast majority of us are simply not consuming our daily needs of magnesium to begin with, right? So we look at, the quality of the diet. Even if we're trying to eat clean, magnesium is pretty hard to come by unless we're eating almost entirely whole food sources of nutrition in our diet. And then on top of that, historically, we would be getting, I've seen studies on average where they suggest that if we were drinking well water or spring water, good quality, of course, historically that would be the majority of water in our diet is from these natural sources. And those would be contributing 10, 15, sometimes 20% of our daily mineral needs. But we know we have to be concerned about clean water these days. And part of the drawback of that is that we lose the minerals because we filter it all out just to get everything out of our water to clean it up. So we have a challenge on our hands. That's making sure we're getting enough minerals. And the big minerals that we're really looking at is, oftentimes just the electrolytes. So that's going to be sodium. Certainly have an easy way to get extra sodium in our diet if we're looking for that. Potassium, calcium, and then magnesium. But perhaps more important than making sure that, we're getting enough of any one of those is making sure we're getting the right balance. So we need that magnesium in our diet to help balance out the calcium minimally, and that is incredibly important as it relates to the health of our muscle tone. So we need magnesium to help relax our muscles. Magnesium helps to balance with calcium at the site of actually contracting your muscles to make sure that It's allowing you to relax when needed, but your body is just relying on this average status that you're delivering every day in your diet to help maintain that balance. So for a lot of individuals, they find that when they start taking magnesium, they get dramatic results very, very quickly. And a lot of that is because you're simply starting to resupply what you've been missing, in some cases for weeks or months or even years, of this marginal status of not maintaining the proper magnesium balance in the body. So, you know, we get these dramatic results, but one of the things about magnesium is that it can take time for us to rebuild that overall magnesium status, because if we have not been taking magnesium at a good enough level for a while, then that means that, you know, we're really living on like a shoestring budget of utilizing it. So when we start to flood our body with these bigger doses, then they immediately get taken up into our tissues. They immediately get put to work, but then our body is still craving more because we just have a low status from the get-go. So the beautiful thing about magnesium is that there's a huge safety profile when it comes to use. The vast majority of people need to be getting more anyways and kind of play catch-up for the time it's, that they haven't been consuming enough. But one of the biggest concerns that can happen, and this is the reality, is that when we consume too much of particular forms of magnesium, and we're talking about, you know, your basic magnesium citrate or carbonate or, you know, most of the magnesiums that are available in the industry, what can happen with these magnesiums is that if we take too much at once, they'll simply hold on to water in our gut. They'll carry that water down to the colon, and then that can come out and cause somewhat of a laxative effect. And so if you've ever bought, you know, Epsom salts, that's just magnesium sulfate, which is a source of magnesium. You actually will absorb some of that as a nutritional source. But the goal of that product is to take so much that it actually creates that laxative effect. So when we set about putting together our whole food magnesium powder, we understood that, you know, any form of magnesium on the shelf is a good form, right? Because we can absorb any of those forms that we find in the industry, but some forms absorb a little better than others. And the main distinction is this: if your magnesium, or really just more generally, if your minerals are bound up to proteins or they're chelated to a protein, the protein shuttles it into the body using a different mechanism than the way that you normally absorb your regular minerals, like let's say minerals that are just dissolved in the water that you're consuming. So you have two routes of absorption for a lot of the minerals that you consume, but chelated minerals tend to absorb a lot better. They're a lot more well-tolerated by the gut in higher doses, which means that they cause less of a laxative effect if you take too much. So we have in our whole food magnesium a base of magnesium that has been chelated, that's been bound up into a whole rice protein. So you get all these wonderful different amino acids that are grabbing onto to the magnesium, and then by having that huge range of diversity, that's then being shuttled into the body to make that magnesium a lot more efficacious. So we do also make it fizz, so there's a little bit of magnesium that's going to be present in the ordinary form, but that's just more for taste preferences and so people can enjoy it. But it's a fantastic product that you don't really have to worry too much about in terms of how much am I taking, can I take a little bit more, because it's all about starting with what is your magnesium status looking like. Your body is going to utilize the vast majority of kind of what you're giving it, especially if you are starting at a place where your body's been craving magnesium for a while. But over the course of time, the nice thing about magnesium is that you know, you're not going to have really any issues long-term with taking a big, giant dose, mainly because when we look historically, when we look back at, you know, what are these traditional diets, what are they giving us? You know, they're not just trying to get at our RDA of 100% daily values, which is, I believe, 330 milligrams now. It used to be 300. They were getting 500, 600, 700 milligrams, no problem. So getting to 100% of our daily needs, that's just the minimal to avoid that deficiency state. Most people are struggling just to get to that level. But beyond that, getting into kind of optimal nutrition status to to where you have the magnesium ready to go whenever needed and you're getting the constant supply, it takes a long time to get to that optimum state, which means that taking supplemental magnesium for a long time can be just one of the safest ways to supplement because it's just such a well-utilized ingredient, and it's an ingredient that you likely need more of anyways. So there's really no issues with taking magnesium long-term, so long as you're not sticking to the forms that can provide a laxative and you're not taking too much of that form at any one time. So it's one of those ingredients to where well-tolerated, you can take it for, you know, pretty much for the rest of your life if you really wanted to, mainly because it's an essential nutrient to begin with, and you're likely starting at a state where you're not getting enough in your diet anyways.
All right. Perfect. Thank you very much. Here's a question. It says, I've been using the raw meal for quite a while now, and now that I went back to the gym, I've been replacing two meals a day with the raw fit. I seem to like it better. The raw meal was heavier. There's a lot more stuff in it. Is the raw fit a meal replacement? Or, I mean, I still want to be able to have at least one good meal a day with it, but I'm trying to shave down some body weight.
Yeah, that's kind of the age-old question. If you were to head down to our corporate offices and ask that question, immediately, like trench warfare would set up. You have two camps to where you have your raw fit camp that says, absolutely, this is a meal replacement. You know, I've been using it like that for years. That's one of the reasons why we have particular flavors at Garden of Life, is because those in, at the company have been playing with raw fit for, you know, for gosh, 5, 6, 7 years to make it tailor to you know, what they're looking for in terms of taste preferences. But then on the other side, you'll have the raw meal camp that says, yes, you can use it as a meal replacement, but the raw meal is designed to provide this overall foundation of nutrition that really gets to the heart of what does a meal provide us. So, you know, raw fit is all about being a weight loss or just a fitness aid, right? We call it raw fit. And the way that we accomplish that is not just having a good base of protein. That's helpful for your metabolism just by virtue of being protein. But what we're doing is we're including clinically studied ingredients that are all about helping to shift your metabolism to be better able to handle the stress load you're placing on your body, especially if you're exercising. We do that through the use of ashwagandha to help with cortisol balance. But then at the same time, we're also including clinically studied green coffee bean extract, which is all about helping to shift liver metabolism over to fat burning. So we know all the wonderful antioxidants in our diet play a role in turning gene switches on and off, and that's what makes a whole food diet beneficial for us. And we're just using a clinically studied dose there of the green coffee bean. But when you look at the raw meal is about having your base of multivitamins, right? We have our vitamin code multi right there in the formula. We also have a higher dose of fiber because we want people to feel nice and full. We also have a serving of our greens powder in our raw meal, as well as probiotics and enzymes. Now, raw fit also has probiotics and enzymes, and that's really true of anything that we make that we say is raw. You ever see a Garden of Life product and it says raw? Think to yourself, whatever it is, it also has probiotics and enzymes added for digestive support. But the difference between the two, it really comes down to personal preference. If someone is making sure that they're getting enough vitamins and minerals in their diet, then raw fit is a fantastic way to really ramp up their metabolism without using stimulants, without using appetite suppressants, all the traditional kind of fat loss supplement powders. Those ingredients are not designed to give you long-term sustainable, you know, changes in your goals or in your fitness in general. This is all about trying to supply your body with as many tools as possible to help with becoming more fit, whereas raw meal is trying to kind of go the route of just providing as much foundational nutrition as possible. So if you're struggling to get good quality foods in your diet day in and day out, if you're on the go or you work a job that is like a travel job, then raw meal is a great way to truly mimic what a good, nutritious, organic meal is going to be providing you. But if you're trying to target more of the fitness elements, more of the exercise elements in your day, while at the same time, you know, making sure that, you know, you're hitting all your bases, checking all the boxes off on your vitamins and greens and things like that, then raw fit is probably a better route for you to go in order to get that benefit. So there's a lot of crossover between the two products, mm-hmm. but one is designed to be a little more for just foundational nutrition, that's raw meal, whereas raw fit is trying to really target your body's reaction to exercise and recovery and those types of things.
Okay. This is a good one. It says, I'm hearing a lot about coconut oil. My doctors say stay away from saturated fat. And then I read about coconut oil, but it seems very desirable and beneficial in so many different areas. So I started adding a tablespoon to my smoothie every day, and I enjoy it, and I feel like it's doing some good things for me. The next time you have a show on coconut, could you talk about this?
Yeah, so, you know, before we even kind of jump into any of the science involved right. or the nuance in how we should understand how things like different types of saturated fat work in our body. We mentioned it a little earlier with the MCT, mm-hmm. but you know, I have a rule of thumb. And anytime you're looking at a source of dietary fat that is a traditional fat that's been used for thousands, pretty much recorded human history, anytime we have an example of that type of fat that's been used in a traditional diet with that type of history, that in and of itself, for me, should lend as much authority in terms of whether or not that's an okay fat to be consuming as anything that we say in kind of the modern scientific realm. And really, it comes down to, if that was a bad source of fat, then the people who were consuming it for hundreds and you know, let's say dozens of generations, they likely would not have made it this far if that type of fat was just just not a suitable fat for all humans. But moving from there into the discussion about coconut oil, because coconut oil is a perfect example of a traditional source of fat in a kind of long-standing human culture around the world. But when we look at coconut oil, we see some really unique properties. Number one, it's technically going to be almost entirely a saturated fat. And we know saturated fats, there's an easy way to distinguish those from the non-saturated fats. And that's going to be that most, if you look at a fat source and it's solid at room temperature, that tells you it's saturated. And if it's a liquid at room temperature, then it's a not saturated fat. But coconut oil is unique. Coconut oil shifts between being a solid to being a liquid right at around room temperature. So what are we to make of that? It's a saturated fat, but it's a liquid as soon as it heats up just a little bit. Well, that really speaks to the fact that although the types of fat in coconut are saturated, these types of fat are about half the size of regular fats in our diet. And that's where you get into the discussion around MCT oil, because 70% of the fat found in coconut oil is in the form of a medium chain triglyceride. So by having these smaller fat molecules getting into our body, your body, and especially your liver, is going to metabolize these and break these down extremely differently than the way that you're going to break down not just other saturated fat, like from, you know, like let's say from like lard or something, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but also from like even olive oil. So by having this much smaller fat molecule in your body, your body is number one, more inclined to actually burn it for energy rather than store it as an actual fat source. And then number two, it's more inclined to turn it into those fantastic ketones that help to feed our brain and support our nervous system with that quick energy. So coconut oil is one of the safest forms of oil, in my opinion, even though on paper, technically it's a saturated fat. Not all saturated fats are created equal. And that's the beauty of nutritional science. We come up with this like one size fits all rule. And then as we start to actually study the different examples of nutrition that fit into that rule, we find, whoa, there's a lot more nuance that goes into these types of discussions. And coconut oil is a perfect example because it's not only is it a fat that's been consumed for thousands of years with a great health record, it's a fat that when we actually look at the science of it, it actually helps your metabolism to become a little more fit and a little more capable of burning regular fats on top of the ability for it to be turned into ketones at a much higher rate. So one of the best fats that you can consume, you can add in a little, you can add in a lot, but then it starts to become a discussion on how many calories should I be consuming in my day. That's where I'd want to kind of draw the line on how much coconut oil to use. But one of the best sources of fats you can get in your diet, and great for your metabolism, great for ketone production, coconut oil is one of the best that's out there.
Do you use it for cooking personally?
I do. I use it just a little bit for, like, sautéing. Sometimes, you know, it does have a coconut flavor. So if I'm not looking for coconut flavor, I'll go with another type of fat. But, yeah, I use it for cooking. You know, sometimes if I want just the MCTs, I'll throw that in a smoothie because otherwise the coconut will solidify. But, yeah, it's just wide range of applications. Use it in making, like, baking stuff. Yeah, absolutely, wide range.
It's really funny. You can tell the season change. My coconut oil is solid again.
Exactly, right?
It's really funny. Anything you want to say in closing, Travis, about Garden of Life and maybe why people should walk over to the Garden of Life? Well, Marge has so many Garden of Life sections, but a Garden of Life section and maybe try some of the products.
Yeah, as you've heard from the call today, we make a wide range of products at Garden of Life, but at the end of the day, the focus is on quality, not just the amount of nutrition you're getting. So organics, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan. We have third parties that back up all of the claims that we make on our products, and we're getting our nutrition from a clean source, not just from a good nutritional source. So rely on that whenever you see a Garden of Life logo, that we're going through the work of making sure we're giving you clean nutrition. And, you know, just kind of take a stroll through the store and see how many Garden of Life products you can find, because we're trying to fit into those categories with clean products across the board.
Well, I want to thank you very much for starting my week off with me today. Look forward to our next chat. Have a great day and an awesome week.
Thanks, Dr. Burke.
My guest today, Travis L'Esperance, representing Garden of Life. Of course, all the products that we talked about today, all the products that are available from Garden of Life, they're also available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy makes it easy to get as healthy as you possibly can because they take the time to learn about not only what's new, but what's already there, how it works with other products, and doing the updates on what's coming down the road and the new relevant information, making sure that they're on top of that. And it really does make a difference. I sent some people over there the other day who have been going to a place in California for like 30 years. And, you know, it's a go-to place in L.A., and it's a wonderful place. And they moved out here, and they've been listening to my radio show in Los Angeles for years. And they just said, you know, can you point us a place? Should we try Stay Healthy? And I said, I would give them a shot. And I got an email from them that evening. And they just said, you know what? I can't believe it. We learned more today than we have in a long time at the other place. And we thought they were really knowledgeable, and they were. But they're just amazing at Stay Healthy. And I just said, well, I was glad you listened. And we hear that every single day, and I know they hear it every day from their customers. When you're looking for a place to get information, and you are looking totally for a way of approaching your health in a completely different way, you really want to give a Stay Healthy Health Food Store a really good chance, because they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are in their fourth decade in the Valley. They do have the most knowledgeable staff. They do make it comfortable, and it is a full service environment. And they carry the best of the best in every category, and they bring great prices into it as well. So make Stay Healthy your one-stop full-service location at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 till 7, Saturdays from 9 till 6, and closed on Sunday. So get as healthy as you possibly can. Search out information, but search it from people that can make it good and better for you with honest and true information. And that's what Stay Healthy is all about. Remember, if you can't tune in live to my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, they make sure that there is a podcast recorded of all the shows and making sure that it's on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on my archive file there and download a podcast and listen to it when it's convenient for you. Every day I bring you the best of the best, the relevant topics, the greatest products with the highest integrity, and from companies that think of us first, the consumer. Because it's us first. I mean, we're the ones out here using the products, asking about the products, buying the products, and taking the products. So I want the company that thinks of us. Have a great day and a great week. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.